Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. There's been intense fighting between Israel and Hezbollah overnight, with both sides carrying out attacks across the Israel-Lebanon border. The Israeli Defense Forces say Hezbollah launched 150 rockets into Israel, with some of them landing much further into the country than in previous launches. Israel says it's carried out airstrikes on targets in southern Lebanon and claims to have destroyed thousands of Hezbollah rocket launchers. Hannah McCarthy is a foreign correspondent based in Beirut and is on the line now. Hannah, good afternoon and thank you for joining us. Can you bring us up to date on what has been happening overnight and this morning?
Sure. So last night we saw some really heavy bombardments in southern Lebanon. The Israeli air forces were striking a range of targets in southern Lebanon that they say were the sites of launchers that were going to be used by Hezbollah in a kind of preemptive move against Hezbollah. And then in the early hours of Sunday morning, we saw Hezbollah fire over 100 rockets towards northern Israel. And again, this was a kind of different style of attack than we've seen before because of how deep these missiles were targeted. They've targeted a military base that was about 45 kilometers from the blue line, which is basically the border between Lebanon and Israel at the moment. So definitely a change in strategy there, but again, avoided the main population centres. So again, maybe a warning shot.
And does the fact that those rockets, Hannah, are going now deeper into Israel than previous attacks, does it suggest that they are using different weaponry, perhaps more powerful rockets, and that this represents an intensification in itself, if that is the case?
So this operation by Hezbollah for the first time ever involved using Fadi 1 and Fadi 2 types missiles, which are new. We haven't seen them used before. So I think what it is doing is trying to send a message that, you know, we are not using our full arsenal of weapons. You know, there's more that we can use against you if you provoke us. And again, this attack in the Haifa region, this follows drone footage that Hezbollah released in July, which was basically shot over the city, which is one of the large cities in Israel. And it was basically a kind of threat. You know, this is how close we can get to your city. If we want to attack this place, we can.
And we've reached this point, of course, after the pager attacks on Wednesday, further explosions on Thursday when walkie-talkies were detonated. The attacks were aimed at Hezbollah members, but civilians and some children were also harmed or killed. How badly damaged is Hezbollah now in the wake of those attacks?
Well, I think the strike on Friday, which basically targeted an underground meeting of Hezbollah commanders and fighters, shows how compromised their communication system is and their security systems are, because we understand that part of the reason that Israel knew this meeting was happening was because they were able to track people after they were discharged from hospitals, after they were injured in these pager attacks. And also their communications network is basically knocked out. So one of the reasons that the Hezbollah commanders on Friday met in southern Beirut was because they couldn't use walkie-talkies, they couldn't use pagers, and they are suspicious of using normal phones because of surveillance from Israel. So that's quite a significant operational challenge if you cannot communicate among your members.
You're in Beirut, Hannah, a city which has been bombed this week by Israel. The UN has warned that the region is on the brink of imminent catastrophe. What is the feeling like there at the moment? Do people believe that there will be an all-out war?
I mean, I think people think the risk is higher. And I think a lot of the people that had options to kind of move earlier in the summer have gone to families abroad. I mean, the city is definitely significantly quieter than it was this time last year. People had already left southern Beirut earlier in the year after there was warnings then, and they had actually returned they kind of returned by the time it was attacked again this month. So I think there's real unease in southern Beirut, and I think people will certainly be moving out of that area. Again, it's a very expensive thing to do. People were being charged, you know, $1,000 a month to find apartments elsewhere in the city. So again, it's putting a lot of pressure on kind of locals in these neighbourhoods who have nothing to do with Hezbollah but just want to stay safe.
Okay. Hannah McCarthy in Beirut, stay safe yourself and thank you for speaking with us today.